CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready for the day? Are you ready to get stuck in? Are you ready to meet Matt Kanai? We've met him before.
Yes,
yeah,
we have.
Yeah, he's been here a couple of times. Hey, Matt. How you doing, bro?
Very good.
You good? Yeah, grab a seat.
Oh, wow.
Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, what is that?
Where is that thing?
That is a 360 camera.
You didn't ask me permission to put that on my table. Switch that thing off.
Oh,
it is off.
Okay, good. So how are you, dude?
Very good, very good. Very busy, but very good.
Good. I get the impression that a lot of people in traditional media don't like you.
They don't.
Because you're out there, you're a blogger, vlogger, a car enthusiast, you run your own little business, mm-hmm. and you're doing a lot more and a lot more interesting stuff around cars.
Correct.
Than most of these guys have ever done. All they do, they review a car, they put a picture there. They say what they think, comfort, reliability, price.
It's good for the family.
Good for the family. And then I give the Nissan Almera a 20 out of 20.
You forgot to talk or something like that.
Yeah.
Putting my foot in as well.
Does it have eyes to fix?
No, you know what I think, Mubs, is that a lot of people in various spheres have been doing the same thing over and over and over again. And then they get really upset when someone comes in and goes, actually, I'm going to do it differently.
And I'm going to do it better.
Yeah.
And maybe part of the reason they get upset and dislike you is because they think, but why couldn't I have thought of that?
Well, there's that.
They're on a platform that they're not part of as well. So their tradition is print and like traditional advertising. And when you come in on a digital platform, it's like, well, I want to get in on that, but he's also younger than me, so he's going to take me out.
Listen, I would hate to be an old school car reviewer. These people get paid very little money. They worked for a newspaper or a magazine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they do.
And then they get to drive these amazing cars for a weekend, and then they have to give them back on the Monday. It must be the most depressing existence in the world, because your ups are, I'm driving this fantastic car, and then on the Monday you're back to your
normal car.
Yeah, normal. Your shitty car.
Yeah, the one that they don't want you to see.
Do you ever drive shitty cars?
I haven't. I've had a very good track record. Since I started, I think the cars I've got have always been over R1 million. No jokes.
Sure.
So I'm pretty lucky. Yeah.
And do you own a car?
I do.
What is your car?
I've got a 2014 Ford Figo.
Okay. I think we spoke about that
we
car.
Did.
You told me how you'd paid it off in no time.
In no time, yeah. Because I knew this is what I was going to do. I mean, I haven't driven that car in about 8 weeks.
It just sits in the garage?
Yeah, because it's I get cars back to back. I get them for 7 days. So every Monday, the guys come and swap it out with another car. And
do they offer you money and cars or just cars?
It's just cars. And then the money side is they'll buy content that I shoot.
Uh-huh.
So they expect a review, but I shoot really good images. And then they'll be like, cool, we want to use this for marketing. Can we buy them from you?
Nice. Does that make you enough money to just do this?
Yes, it actually does. Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's
like
clever.
Campaigns. So if there's a new car coming out, they'll send it to me and they'll say, you know, shoot a couple of images, make a video, tell people about it.
Do you ever tell them, look, let's say one of the motor manufacturers sends you a car that's just awful. Yeah, it looks like that what was that disgusting thing? The worst looking car in the whole universe.
Historically or current?
No, historically.
The Lada. We spoke about it. No. The Lada.
I get the sense you want to say a Nissan something.
No.
You've been unkind.
Fiat Multipla.
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible
car. Like the three seats on the front.
It's disgusting.
Yes. It's a horrible car.
Look, can you ask
why it was even made in the first place?
It looks like a mutant baby that was born in a radiological area, you know?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Chernobyl.
Yeah, there was drinking involved in the conception of that car.
Okay, they gave it to the genius to make.
My valise just looked it up now. You see what I mean?
They were losing it over this.
Oh, no!
Someone explain to me
how
you
situation.
Go to a dealer and you buy that piece of shit.
Well, see, you know, all your cars are really nice, but I'm actually really looking forward to seeing what the Multipla has to offer.
Get out.
No.
Our neighbors owned one of those.
If someone gave me a Multipla for free, I'd give it away.
That's a good idea.
It would even be horrible to give it away to someone. No. It needs to be burned.
That's bad, yeah.
If you gave it to someone, they'd say, oh, why do you hate me?
Give it a send-off.
I reckon it'd be so funny if we can find one of these must be cheap.
No, they'd
find a cheap one, paint it yellow, go on a road show. We just do that.
Official so roadshow car.
You like it, Mavs?
I just find a picture. Someone actually made a Thomas Tank Engine out of this.
Hold on. My buddy's been laughing about the Multipla for about a minute and a half now, nonstop.
I don't know why. When I look at this car, I immediately think of those bald men who have the fat rolls, like, right by their neck. Like, that's
like,
that's what I immediately think of.
Like the Minister of State Security, David Mahlobo. Yeah.
It is like an ugly shaped head, hey?
It's terrible.
Yo, it's a bad thing.
That was a bad time for Fiat when they made that.
So when those come out, do you feel compelled to say nice things or take nice pictures? I mean, how do you even take nice pictures of something like that?
Well, there's power of choice, I guess. So if a brand approaches you, you know what to expect in their model lineup. So you kind of know which cars you'd like to get. And depending on how much dollar they're willing to fork out, I think it's fine. It just means I won't post about it, and I'll just shoot it for them to use internally.
So it's almost like if you go on a date with an ugly girl, you're not necessarily going to say, let's take a selfie, you and me.
You'd be like, oh, my phone's, yeah. Oh,
my battery's dead.
My phone's updating its software, sorry.
Or you say to her, how much are you willing to pay for that selfie? All right, can we quickly talk about this flying car?
Yes, the Lilium flying car.
Jesus, I'm in love.
Why does it fascinate you? Tell me.
Because I used to sit in traffic, usually going home because I would come to work really early. Mm. But in the last 20 years, I would sit in traffic and I would fantasize. I would go, oh, if I could only take off from the position I'm in now on the N1 highway, just vertically take off. And just fly over all these cars. I'd feel like Superman. And if I could land at my destination and have saved myself an hour sometimes in traffic, right?
Yeah.
Of just sitting there, I would feel like I had achieved so much more. I'd have more useful time.
Yeah.
And it was a fantasy for me. I started looking at clips of the Muller Sky car. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
This is 20 years ago. And they had these huge, big rocket engines on them. I mean, probably the most unstable looking thing you've ever seen in your life. Mm. You would have caught fire almost 9 times out of 10.
Ooh.
But I was ready to buy a Muller Sky car just so that I wouldn't have to sit in traffic, to fly above the crowd, to be able to land where you needed to land, take off from home. I mean, I had the whole thing fantasized in my head. That's why I dreamt about this. And this Lilium Sky car came along and I thought, wow, really works.
Well, you're not too far off because you know that the EU now have now proposed to ban the sale of petrol and diesel cars. So France they've gone through it. They said they're not going to sell any petrol and diesel cars by 2040. And now the UK have said they're going to do that as well. So now that also puts forward to manufacturers now to focus more on petrol and hybrids and also potentially flying cars.
I was listening to the guys from Auto Central, Auto Trader show that we have on a Monday.
Mm.
And they were talking about this very thing the other day. And obviously it affects various industries, the oil industry, the platinum industry, blah, blah, blah. But these industries, just like metered cabs, which we were talking about a moment ago, must go out of business.
Yeah.
Must either find ways to make themselves useful or else they're not.
Yeah, well,
who's going to pay you just to hang around?
Well, the cool thing is Volvo they've announced that they are only going to make hybrids and electric cars only by 2019.
Wow.
So that means no more petrol or diesel. It's just going to be hybrids, which is quite interesting because that's a huge change.
We're about to see the end of the Middle East, people.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I'm just...
Couldn't happen to a nicer area.
I'm looking at a headline from The Guardian, but this is from 2016. Japan now has more electric car charge points than petrol stations.
Yeah, because when they made the Toyota Prius, well, Toyota in Japan, they pioneered the hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, they obviously had to put, you know, charging stations throughout the city. And then that trickled down to Europe saying, okay, cool, let's also make hybrids. So they were kind of like the starters of the electric petrol car.
The only place I've been where I've seen a lot of those charging points is in San Francisco.
Hmm. Yeah. San Francisco is very big, especially they've got hydrogen charge stations as well for some cars. There's a Honda that they make. I know that James May went and tested it, and it's just powered by a hydrogen station. So you go there and you plug it in like a normal petrol thing. And it's powered by water.
Wow, that is phenomenal.
But now, are we going to go to the age, because you look at all the major manufacturers now, they got the electric coming through. And is it going to get to an age where these cars are now going to make flying cars too? So you get like a BMW F 3 or whatever. Like, do you reckon that will really happen, or would they focus more on their core offerings of the ground?
I think core offerings. I think flying is still quite far off, because you still got to take into consideration traffic control, and people want to have their own runways, all of that things.
But like, the whole thing about these things is that they have to be autonomous liftoff wherever, because if you have a runway, it defeats the object, because you still then got to drive to a runway, which will be in a cheap part of town, which means you'll be in traffic forever. So everything about these flying cars is they have to be drone-like. They can't actually have that whole fixed-wing flyer thing. It has to be pick-up-go.
It's going to be super expensive, I think, because that Lilium as well, like, it's not powered by fuel. It's just electric motors.
Yeah, it's batteries.
It's batteries. Yeah. So, one, it's heavy, so they have to counter with the fact that, you know, it's...
1,000-pound battery, apparently.
Yeah, and then wind resistance, like, if the wind is, like, 20 miles per hour, for example, and you can only fly at 20 miles per hour, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, you'd be screwed in Cape Town.
No, it needs to go fast.
But we know how long these recharging sessions take?
Well, not necessarily long. So I had the i3, which is pure electric. That took about an hour with a supercharger. And it's like a big blue thing, and it's got like this Euro massive electric plugging thing. So if you do that, that takes about an hour or so for full charge. But if you use our normal 3-pin with an extension, that takes quite a long time. Like I left it overnight for about 8 hours and it was done. So there's still a lot of like drawbacks.
But like you say, it's expensive. Okay, so now if you're super rich, because all the really cool things in life only really apply to the super rich. Let's be honest.
Tax the rich, yeah.
So if you say super expensive, now I don't know what the pricing is going to come out in this whole Lilium thing. But if you prepared to spend 20 million rand on a supercar, would you not be more prepared to spend 20 million rand on something that flies?
Hell yes,
because it's not cool. The rich don't think it's cool yet.
Oh, they will when someone. As one of their rich friends flies right past them, and they're stuck in traffic. Because traffic affects... Here's the thing. Is that traffic is the biggest democratizer of all. It reminds you that you're just one of the herd.
Yes.
You're in a herd.
You're normal.
You're like those buffalo and the Maasai on the Serengeti.
Unless you've got blue lights and you can part the Red Sea.
That's going to be sad, hey.
But I would love to fly over the blue light people and drop a bucket of shit.
Oh my God.
See, that's it. And we'll be looking up at all of you guys flying in the sky like, okay.
Everyone be pointing at them. Because after a while, nobody actually sees the Ferrari in the fast lane. They go, Ferrari. But they'll definitely point.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's a rich person.
You could drive past in a Bugatti if I fly over in a little Lilium Sky car, uncool as it may look right now. It's still going to be way cooler than your Bugatti.
You'll be easy to find, though, if you're willing to be spotted that easily. Then
what, flying?
Well, everyone will know you would be the only few people with the flying car.
Right. So I'll hang a flag out of the back saying, "Yes, it's me, Gareth. eat my gas fumes."
And then it comes back to your conversation earlier, where everyone will be able to know where you are, like with Mr. John Terry. They'll know where you are, where you go, where you sleep.
It won't take long before 20, 30, 40, 60 other people all have these things, and then we have to determine lanes in the sky and all that kind of thing. I think it'll help. It'll help everything. It'll help congestion on the roads. It'll help productivity. There's a lot of positives here.
It's just got to look cool, because currently I don't like how the Lilium
looks.
You
don't like it?
No, it's shocking.
Yeah, but it only looks like shocking if you're taking off. Once you're in the sky, nobody really can see the terrible lines and fact that it's awkward looking.
If it's a flying car, its purpose is also to be a car as well. And when it's on the ground, it's got its wings up. And
don't worry. As soon as they've sold 20,000 of these things, they'll be able to put some work into research and development and design.
It's also redefining what the whole car experience is, okay? Because now if this thing becomes a part of our lives, then buildings change. Up until now, we've had buildings with parking lots, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Massively cost ineffective and take up so much space. With this, you'd have a deck, a flight deck, and these things will drop you off. Mm-hmm. Or you park it. And then buildings will now look different, which will change the skyline, which will just change everything. So although we look at it as like a journey, it'll change everything. It'll change real estate values of places. Suddenly, certain places won't be so expensive because they're close to a hub. The other places will balance it out because you're going to be 5 minutes away where you were an hour away in traffic.
Correct.
So everything will change. Like insurance companies... Insurance companies might not like it because now you're taking away a lot of accidents.
It's fine. Insurance companies must be shown the middle finger at every possible point.
So basically, the more we talk about it, especially with informed minds, we realize this is the future and it's a really good thing.
I'm going to give it time, but my money's on Elon Musk. I think he's probably going to come.
Tesla,
up
huh?
Yeah.
Why are all the other motor manufacturers so afraid of Tesla?
I think, well, his genius, he just comes up with ridiculous ideas to them, but the problem with him is he actually follows through with it, like with his Hyperloop. It's a thing from, I think it's like Washington to one of the other states, which will get you there in like 9 or 8 minutes, where it normally would take you like a couple hours.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So like he, like with Elon Musk, he thinks of something, but he actually follows up and he does it. So that's why they're all, you know, afraid of him, because he also has big spending power. And because of all his ideas actually working, like the Tesla cars, people back him up.
But that's just it. He's created this cool factor that if it's a Tesla, then obviously it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Like everybody wants it. Like he could make a toaster tomorrow.
People will buy it.
People will buy it because it'll be the best toast.
Yeah, exactly.
In their mind.
It will be.
Let me get Tyron on here. We're talking about cars. Come here, Tyron. What a convenient thing to see you. I didn't know you were coming in this morning. This is perfect. Tyron is, of course, the host of Auto Central. How are you, dude?
Yeah, fine, and yourself?
Good. Nice to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a good convenient time for you to come in. We're talking about that Sky car, and we were talking about Tesla. You know, there's this Lilium Sky car they've just brought out, and they've tested it. And it fly a vertical takeoff and lift, basically.
Oh, yes, okay.
Anyway, how was the movie last night, Baby Driver?
You want my honest opinion?
Yeah.
Not good.
Oh! Really?
Oh!
What are you talking about? The movie was great.
Sorry.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
No, I don't know. I didn't.
What didn't you like about it?
The driving was good. I just didn't like the storyline. I thought it was a bit cheesy.
Okay.
It was, like, it was a cut and paste of the Italian Job, you know, robbing banks and post offices and then fancy driving scenes. And I just feel the driving scenes in the Italian Job were 10 times better. So.
You tell me there was a blind person in the Italian Job who had a backstory?
No, okay, listen, that was a good part. The old guy in the wheelchair.
Don't reveal too much, but towards the end, you did not see the ending, though.
No, well, I don't want to give too much away, but
it comes out on the 4th of August, so you've got a preview.
Yes.
Sure. You've got to let everybody else catch up.
Yeah, soundtrack, okay. Though? Wasn't the soundtrack good?
Listen, I like his honesty. He says, no, not the greatest movie ever.
Yes, Gareth, but we have to attack him.
Yeah,
this is how the world works.
He's wrong. He's entitled to believe that.
Matt Kanaya drives a whole bunch of different cars.
Oh, fantastic!
What do you think he should drive that he might not have already? What car is out there at the moment that you are a fan of?
Well, that's a nice one.
Yeah, because he always needs new ideas.
I don't know. I mean, have you driven that the Leaf, the electric car?
I haven't. Is that still out?
Yeah, it's still out.
But how is it, though?
I haven't driven it, but I really want to start experiencing more electric cars in this country.
Yeah.
I think it's the way to go. So,
we were just talking about these things. He says it'll charge, the i3 you were talking about. That'll charge, it takes, if you use your standard 3-pin plug, it'll take 8 hours overnight.
8 hours. So, yeah, so you are like a phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like a phone, exactly.
Yeah, I was We've reading an article last night on that Tesla S.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think the range is 355 odd miles on a single charge.
Wow.
And then they've got these little booster packs that will take 20 minutes and will give you a solid charge as well.
So that place in Harrismith that we all fill up with.
Yes.
Yes, they'd have to have some serious...
You charge your car.
They'd have to have like an Eskom power station there.
Exactly.
Because if we were on our way down to Durban.
Harrismith, Coburg.
Yeah.
No. Sure. All right.
Yeah, so more electric vehicles. That's the way I'd go. I think that's...
I think I'll argue with it. I don't think electric. I think people need to pioneer hybrids first before they move on to full electric.
No, but I'm talking about what I would love to experience at the moment is.
The only place I've seen a lot of charge points is in San Francisco, and Matt was saying Japan. They're just plenty.
Yeah, they've got them everywhere. Well, I know in the States they've obviously got them everywhere. They've got them at Airbnbs. They have them at hotels and obviously garages and all that kind of stuff. So obviously the infrastructure there is much better. But we'll get there, I think.
You guys are back in your live on Monday.
On Monday, back live. Awesome. No. Week after next.
Okay, so it's every second week.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Tyron.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Nice to see you, man.
Coolio.
Sorry you didn't enjoy the movie.
Yeah, go watch the Italian Job again, Tyron.
I will, Ben.
The original or the remake?
Don't mess with him. He's from the East Rand. He'll come in here.
16-10 for life.
There we go.
East Randers. All right. Very good. So what are you driving at the moment?
So I've got my favorite car on the entire planet, the Ford Focus RS. I love that car.
Why is it your favorite car on the planet?
Because it's the perfect idea of what a hot hatch should be, because all the hot hatch now are just like electronic, and it's just electronic handbrake, electronic clutch, and this and that. Well, that is proper clutch. It's proper handbrake, and it's just... nice 2-liter engine in the front, and it's just, it's everything. It's simple, and it's a Ford. It works.
What are they going to call petrol heads when it turns to electric?
That's spark plugs.
Spark plugs.
Isn't that how we refer to people from the East Rand already?
Oh, no.
All right, what are you driving after this?
So after this, I've got an M240i, so a convertible Beamer, and I'm going to go to Golden Gate because I think I want to hunt for the perfect road in South Africa outside of Cape Town. Because Cape Town always brags about having the best roads.
Yeah, but good luck, because it's got to be the perfect road, not only in terms of scenery, but in this country, because they're so badly maintained, you've got to find one without potholes.
True, but Golden Gate, I think my money's on that. So through the Drakensberg and all of that. So I think that's going to be a nice road to drive. So that's going to be next week, and then I'm going to get the new Mini Countryman.
Tell me about that.
So that's basically the biggest Mini that you can buy right now. It's like aimed at a family. So instead of it being a Cooper, like a tiny car, you get the Countryman, which is really big. And now they're making the John Cooper Works, which is a super fast one. So they're launching that down in George. So they're going to fly me down to try it out.
Nice.
Hmm.
Very nice, man. It sounds like you're busy.
Very busy, yeah.
All right, where can we find you?
Okay, you can find me on all over social, which is Heart of Motion, at Heart of Motion, one word. And their personal profile is Matthew Kanaya, at one word.
That's K-A-N-N-I-A-H.
Yo.
Very good, man. Always good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. Have a lucky day.
All right, cheers.
There we go. Happy weekend. CliffCentral.com.